With SRN News, I'm John Scott. The Biden and Trump campaigns hope to highlight their opponents' weaknesses at Thursday night's presidential debate. White House correspondent Greg Clexton reports.
For Donald Trump, he plans to use this week's debate to hit Joe Biden hard on immigration and inflation. Polls show that both topics are top issues for Americans. He's also expected to question the president's physical and cognitive fitness for office. Meanwhile, Mr. Biden will continue to issue warnings about the future of democracy under another Trump administration, and the president also plans to make a case for abortion rights. Greg Clugston, Washington.
Full-time residents of Rio Doce allowed to return home as federal authorities seek to prosecute whoever started the pair of New Mexico wildfires that killed two people and destroyed or damaged hundreds of buildings and homes. The FBI offering a reward of up to $10,000 for information leading to the arrest and conviction of those responsible for the South Fork Fire and Salt Fire in southern New Mexico. Also at SRNNews.com, a Tennessee case has the attention of the Supreme Court.
The justices will take up an appeal from the Biden administration. It seeks to block a Tennessee law barring the use of drugs to assist anyone under the age of 18 to live as the opposite sex. Another provision of the law bans sex change operations. That provision will not be challenged by the administration. Arguments before the Supreme Court will take place in the fall.
Correspondent Jeremy House, a growing number of states have passed similar legislation. A Michigan County Sheriff's deputy fatally shot overnight while pursuing a suspected stolen vehicle in Detroit. Bradley Reckling of Rochester Hills was on duty. Three people have been taken into custody. On Wall Street, the Dow is ahead 362 points, but the NASDAQ is losing 31. This is SRN News. Israelis seek the gospel.
Jews for Jesus reports a spike in the number of people from Israel requesting copies of the New Testament in the wake of last fall's devastating terrorist attacks by Hamas. Jews for Jesus executive director Aaron Abramson tells the Christian Post that the attacks rattled a lot of Israelis, making them ask bigger questions about life and spirituality. Jews for Jesus has offices in Israel and has been providing relief for the victims of Hamas. Michael Harrington, SRN News.
Former President Trump has told a group of evangelicals they cannot afford to sit on the sidelines of the 2024 election, urging them at one point to go and vote, Christians, please. He also endorsed displaying the Ten Commandments in schools and elsewhere. Mr. Trump speaking at the Road to Majority Conference of the Faith and Freedom Coalition in Washington, D.C. over the weekend drew cheers as he invoked the commandments. This is SRN News. Many North American car dealerships wrestling with computer disruptions that started last week.
CDK Global, a company that provides software for thousands of auto dealers across the U.S. and Canada, was hit by back-to-back cyber attacks on Wednesday. That led to an outage that continues to impact a range of business operations. For prospective car buyers, it may mean facing delays at affected dealerships or seeing their orders written up by hand with no immediate end in sight. Rich Thomason reporting.
A Wisconsin judge expected to consider whether to allow people with disabilities to vote electronically from home this fall. Dane County Circuit Judge Everett Mitchell scheduled a Monday hearing on the injunction. The plaintiffs argue many disabled people can't cast proper ballots without assistance, violating their right to protect the secrecy of their votes. More details at SRNNews.com. I'm John Scott.